All right. Well, let's bring it around now to Reach Beyond. The question is, when you first read the lyrics to the song, what sparked in your heart to make you want to be part of that project?
I think that the main thing that connected with me was the heart behind the song. When I heard that there was a song called Reach Beyond, I expected a song that just covered our, you know, anthem that we're supposed to go be reaching and beyond, and almost like a guilt trip for the listeners. And I don't necessarily disagree with those songs. I like guilt tripping people into getting involved in ministry, you know. If that's what it takes, whatever it takes, we all need to be plugged into ministry in some capacity if we're children of God. But that's not what I got. Instead, I got a very humble heart and somebody who starts the song with, "I've run in circles, I've been afraid, I've been awed by the sunrise and the wonders you've made. I've judged my brother." I mean, he's throwing himself under the bus. He's like, "You're so wonderful." And he goes into this chorus, "You reach beyond every limit crossing time and space. You reach beyond heaven's glory to this broken place." It's this powerful lyric where it's not about me reaching beyond. It's about him reaching beyond. And then there's this twist in the second verse where, wait a second, I want to reflect him. I want to reflect who Jesus is. And if I'm to reflect him, then I need to reach beyond. I need to reach beyond all the borders that I see, all the limits that I feel are there. It's time for me to, under the power and authority of the Holy Spirit given to me, to boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus commands it. That's our great commission. It's go and spread the good news. Preach the gospel. And why should we do that? Why should we preach the gospel? Paul said, because it is the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe. And we can't be ashamed of that. We have to understand the role of the gospel in our world today. It's not outdated. It's not ancient. And there's still people in this world who have never, ever heard that God loves them so much that he sent his son to die for them. And I loved that heart behind the song. I just instantly connected with it. I think first of all, we recorded the song very quickly. Usually you can be in the studio days recording a vocal. I think Chris August recorded the song. He produced it. And I was probably at his house for a total of 15 minutes. He's got a studio in his home. We recorded it really, the vocals of it, at least my vocal part of it. I guess I prayed the entire way there the words of this song. Help me reach beyond my fears to live what I believe. And I think I was ready. I walked in that attitude that you feel when you've been singing hymns for half an hour, you feel when you've been singing worship or just been in the presence of God and just in prayer and meditation on the Word of God. I walked in with that mentality. And I do believe that it comes across in the recording. But I think that there's something deeper to it. I think there's an anointing to it. I think that's God's hand is on this project. It's not about me. It's not about Chris August. It's not about anybody who is behind the song as much as it is Ty. You know, it's really about our desire as the church and as God's church to reflect Jesus Christ. And I believe that it will make a difference. If it makes a difference in one person's life, fantastic. But I want it to make a difference in multitudes. You know, that'd be fantastic. So that's the prayer.